From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
Perhaps you've walked the candy aisle at a grocery store recently, looked at a package of Smarties and thought, something different? Now, whatever you think next is the subject of severe anxiety inside Smarties. That is a true fact. Or at least it is for Smarties co-president Liz D, who was one of the driving forces behind a big Smarties redesign that's still rolling out on shelves now. And she readily admits, these days, she is living in fear of how people will react.
I am living in fear. How am I managing living in fear? Not that well. No, everything's okay. I was very concerned, and I go through, it's like comes in waves, as I'm sure, as many feelings and emotions do, like grief. My anxiety comes in waves. Do you mean how am I personally dealing with it? Because we can go there.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I've tried it all. I'm doing all kinds of things. Meditation, yoga, acupuncture, begging my husband to give me shoulder massages.
Because here's the thing. Change is hard. Every entrepreneur knows that, and change can feel especially hard when you're an established brand, when you have built up decades of consumer expectations, and when stability and consistency have always been a core part of your business. How then do you process change? Today, I want to tell the story of how Smarties made a change because it really captures the emotional challenges of the process. This is a company that's family-owned, that's considered one of the most well-known candies in the United States, and hadn't really updated its packaging since it launched in 1949. But now, under a new generation of leadership, Smarties embraced change in a way it hadn't before. And the process taught Liz a lot about what it takes to be a good leader and how to look outside her own opinions.
I'm very close to this brand and this company. Not only, you know, have I been working here for a long time, but I grew up with this brand and this company. So I am probably the last person who matters in terms of if they like it or not, because I'm so skewed by my own personal feelings, and it just feels like breathing. Like, for instance, when I come into the candy factory, our office is built inside the factory. Everything smells like candy, and anyone who doesn't work here is always shocked. Shocked at how all my clothes smell like candy, and shocked when they walk through the door that it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much candy. But for me, I just walk in and I'm like, this is normal. This is my normal air. So similar to that with the logo, I look at it and it's like I'm blind of opinion in some ways. So it was challenging for me. So I did a lot of listening, a lot more listening than I thought I would.
How then did Liz navigate Smarties through this historic change and change herself in the process? We'll get into it all right after the break. Networking can be terrible, right? You're either stuck in a room making awkward conversation or you're sifting through a billion people online in one giant time suck. But Shaper has a brilliant solution. It's an app that uses your experience, interests, and goals to help you make the right connections. Let's say that you're looking for investors or a co-founder or a new job opportunity. You tell that to Shaper, and then every day the app will suggest 15 people for you to meet. You can easily swipe through their profiles and then set up coffee with the people who stand out. And the people on Shaper are really interesting. I can actually vouch for that myself. I was a speaker at an event for Shaper members not long ago and honestly stayed for like hours longer than I'd planned on because everyone was just so great to talk to. Check it out by downloading the app or visiting their site. Just search for the app Shaper, that's S-H-A-P-R, or visit shaper.co.co. So that's Shaper, S-H-A-P-R, or shaper.co. All right, we're back. So first of all, let's clear up any confusion for international candy lovers. I know I have a lot of international listeners here. The Smarties we're talking about in this episode are Smarties as they're known in the United States. I didn't realize this until making this episode, but there are actually two candy Smarties in the world. There's the chocolate Smarties made by Nestle, which are distributed in Europe, the Middle East, and some other major international markets. And then there's Smarties as they're known in America, which makes a kind of sugary tablet, which comes packaged in rolls. By the way, the Smarties in the U.S. are sold in Canada, but under a different name called Rockets. And it's so confusing, right? Anyway, this is the candy company we're talking about, Smarties of America. If you are an American, you almost definitely know them. And if you're not in America, trust me, these things are a part of many Americans' childhoods. Now, Liz has had her eye on making some changes at this company for a while.
We have wanted to update the packaging for probably 10 years. Yeah, I'd say since around 2008, we've been discussing it. But at the time, we're not the deciders. So it was more of a conversation than anything else. And when I say we, I mean my sister, cousin, and myself.
Yeah, and that's because...
Because our dads were in charge. Yeah. You see that? See how that works? Yeah.
Liz, her sister Jessica, and her cousin Sarah are currently the co-presidents of the company, but they'd been waiting in the wings for a while. The company was founded by their grandfather, Eddie D., in 1949. He eventually passed the operational control over to his two sons, who became president and executive vice president of the company. And they eventually brought their daughters, Liz, Jessica, and Sarah, into the family business. The women took over different elements of the business. Liz, for example, headed up food safety and communications. But they all talked a lot about how they wanted to update the packaging and general feel of the brand, which hadn't really changed since 1949. But their dads were not into this at all. Here's Liz summarizing the endless debate inside the family.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. People know this. They love it. Look what happens when brands try to change their packaging. And of course, you only hear about the ones that go wrong. But meanwhile, we're saying, people change their packaging all the time. You just might not notice it. You know, look at how many times the Google logo has changed, et cetera. Well, the Google logo isn't printed on over 2 billion rolls a year. This is going to be a bigger project than you think. What if our consumers hate it?
If you've ever contemplated a big change at a company, I'm sure that'll all sound familiar to you. You know, you start imagining the worst case scenarios and you think, well, hey, it's not like our customers are asking for this. Why make problems where there aren't problems? But Liz, Jessica, and Sarah saw plenty of problems. The logo just felt old and off somehow. And now, let me do my best to describe it to you in case you can't picture it. All right, so what we're looking at is a roll of candy wafers, and it's wrapped in like a clear plastic. And printed on the clear plastic is the Smarties logo. And the Smarties logo is really two elements laid on top of each other. The larger element is basically an image of the candy itself. It's literally a drawing of the candy on top of the candy. So it's a very busy, multicolored drawing of a roll of wrapped candy wafers. And then on top of that is the word Smarties, which is written in this font that's like kind of old Western-y, but like cheesy old Western. It has a sort of like, howdy kids, it's me, Billy Bob the Clown vibe to it.
And that really didn't have anything to do with the business, so the roots of our company. And so it not only didn't make sense literally, it also was just kind of, it felt a little bit out of place.
So where did it come from? Liz is pretty sure it was just the product of her grandfather and some artist making an image they thought kids would like. And then it stuck. When the next generation took over the company, they just held on to it because, well, it worked. So why change it? I've always found this to be a really curious instinct. People hold on to things that were never designed to be held on to, you know? It's not like when Eddie D. approved the Smarties logo in 1949, he thought to himself, this is a logo I intend to be around for 100 years. No, he was just making a logo for then. Just in the same way that when I approved an updated logo for Entrepreneur Magazine a year or two ago, I didn't expect whoever has my role in 50 years to keep it. How absurdly presumptuous would I have been to say, I know what's best for the year 2069. I'll just be happy to be alive in 2069. But once something is around for a while, we as people develop this instinct to preserve it, even long past its intended purpose. It's irrational. But finally, the moment comes. In the year 2017, the reins of Smarties are finally passed down to Liz, Jessica, and Sarah, who become co-presidents of the company. And now, finally, they're able to enact the changes they were dreaming of. It was time to update the logo. They were feeling revolutionary. Let's do it. Let's tear the whole thing down. Like, it's just been pent up, this desire to make change. So they hired the creative agency Pearl Fisher and got to work.
Well, we started with a deep dive of our company and the branding and the brand pillars and what was fundamental to communicate and be true to who we are. And so things like being a fun, friendly, bright family business were very important to us. Playful, So we discussed that a lot, and then we talked about what we wanted to keep and what we were willing to scrap. And it was an interesting process because the designers would show us, say, 5 different iterations, and with each one they'd say, okay, so for this one, we changed 2 elements. For this one, we changed 3 elements. For this one, we changed 4, and this one, we changed 5. And so we saw in gradations changes on a particular spectrum, so it was interesting to see.
Liz got to see designs that were similar to the original and very, very different. And her reaction surprised her. She entered this process feeling radical, like it's time to make a big change. But now, faced with the reality of being able to actually enact this change, she suddenly became quite conservative. Big change started to scare her. For example, the design firm showed options where they removed the drawing of the candy roll and just used the word Smarties. So remember, the logo is actually an illustration of the candy roll plus the word Smarties. They put that on the candy roll. It's funny trying to explain this. It's an image of the roll on top of the actual roll. Anyway, the design firm said, hey, maybe that's too complicated and you should just have the word Smarties. But now Liz was like, I don't know. She started asking herself questions like, what about the old design is iconic? Like, what part of it needs to be retained because it's the thing people recognize and feel attached to? And then what part of it can be upgraded? The image of the roll, she decided, was what people recognized when they were looking in the candy aisle. In fact, they might recognize the image of the roll more than the name Smarties itself. So the roll would stay. Here, instead, is the new design that everyone eventually agreed upon. First, the image of the roll did change. They kept it, but it changed. They made it simpler. The old version had a lot of details in it, like someone was really trying to realistically draw a roll of candy right down to the ripples and the plastic twist on the end of each roll. And the candy tablets in the original illustration were very, very bright, making the whole thing a kind of insane kaleidoscope of color. The new version toned all that down, made the colors pastel, and eliminated a lot of the detail in the candy roll drawing. Then they got to the font.
I said before that the old font was kind of Western with little spurs or almost a little circusy, which, while kind of fun and maybe strange, wasn't true to our roots and kind of was a nod to maybe a bygone era where that just meant fun. Whereas now looking at it, it doesn't necessarily read that way, to a bit of a more modern font that still has some dimensionality to it, but doesn't read any particular genre. And we added a little smile in the R. So where the R loops down and up, it makes a little smile.
And now there were all sorts of other changes too. I won't go into all of them, but suffice to say, we were really zoomed in here on talking about the logo, but they also redesigned the packaging. So say the bags that the individual rolls of candy would come in. And there was even more. All of this was finished in the spring of 2018. And then it was time for Smarties to go and show it to the people who really mattered first, which were the retail buyers. These are the people deciding whether to stock Smarties in their stores. And so you really, really want to keep them happy. Liz and her team went out to show off the new designs, and by and large, retailers were happy about it, but not everyone.
But there was one buyer who is not a fan. And there were a lot of different, there was some speculation on why that was, because this buyer was known for also sometimes working with companies and having a hand in design, which is strange. I know, sounds strange, but it's true. So this person didn't have any say in the design. They just were presented with this idea and this the work, and they weren't into it. So we said, you know, please give us a shot. We worked on this for a year. Let's see what the customers think. At the end of the day, people in the store are people making the decision. Can we test it? Can we test it in one of your retail outlets? And they said yes, which was wonderful. So we tried in a few of their stores the new packaging, the new logo design, and keeping everything else the old in all the other stores. And this retailer has many different outlets in the U.S., so we were like, well, we really want this to work. And thankfully, after a few weeks, we showed that the sell-through did go up in the stores that had the new packaging and design. And that was it. The proof is in the number.
It's worth noting that Liz didn't actually know if the numbers would go up. They hadn't tested the new designs out in the marketplace like that before. This was a lay it all on the line test, and it was gutsy. But the bigger lesson, I think, is in what happened with the other retailers, the ones that didn't object and didn't force Smarties to run a live test. I asked Liz if those retailers had to be won over at first. Like, did she walk into the room and show them the new designs and the buyers at the retailers like rolled their eyes and said, oh boy, here we go with another legacy brand screwing with its classic designs, fixing what ain't broke. But Liz says, no, it was quite the opposite. They saw it and said, that's great.
And people want change, and buyers want change on the shelf. They want to provide their customers with the latest and greatest. So that's a good thing.
Now, what would have happened if Smarties totally reinvented everything about itself and became unrecognizable? Liz does not think that would have gone over so well. But Smarties was careful and thoughtful. They ultimately weren't revolutionaries tearing up the old stuff just because it's old. Because, you know, doing that is just as pointless as hanging on to the old stuff just because it's old. The point, as Liz found out through this process, remember, she went in feeling revolutionary and then changed as she went through it. The point of change isn't to do it for the sake of change. It's to make sure you're constantly evolving with the customer and the world, changing out old parts as they stop working while hanging on to the parts that still shine. This, I think, is the real lesson of change. Once you start going through it, change guides you. You're taking some guesses along the way, sure, but if you understand what your consumer wants and what makes your company special, you'll see where the opportunities are to improve. If you open yourself up to change, if you get into the process, you will find the right change. Change doesn't have to be scary, it guides you. And when you do, when you find that valuable change, everyone will react in kind. People may find change scary, but ultimately they want it, just like those retailers. We thrive on new. Now, while some Smarties lovers are already finding the new design out in stores now, Liz won't know the true payoff of this change for some time. The candy cycle is a long one. It may be a full year before some shelves turn over, selling out of the old designs and being replaced with the new. And until then, she'll be anxiously watching all the sales data, looking for signs of just how this change has impacted her business. But still, I asked Liz to look back on what she's learned throughout this process and what she would advise others in her situation to do. You know, Liz wanted sweeping change, and then she got into the design process and reeled herself in and guided herself to a much more subtle upgrade. Did she feel bad about that? Did she feel like she was selling herself, like the old version of herself, out? And she said, no. First and foremost, the lesson is go for it. Go into the process of change. Like, do it and feel good about it. Fortune favors the bold. But then once you're in it, you don't have to be singularly bold.
Try a lot of different things and dig deep and listen to what people say in response and be willing to think one thing today and another thing tomorrow. Don't be so in love with your opinion and ideas that you're unwilling to change or accept that something that you didn't originally think was good is actually good.
In other words, to make good change, you'll have to change yourself. That is smart advice from a brand called Smarties. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.